welcome to the Blues Weekend Update. The 2018 AFLW Best and Fairest Award Ceremony took place on Tuesday night, with gritty midfielder Katie Loynes and reliable ruck Brianne Moody sharing the coveted award. Loynes also took out the Blue Bloods Award, signalling she most consistently represented the Carlton Football Club values throughout the season. Carlton media caught up with Loynes, who said the Blue Bloods Award was especially humbling.
Amazing, because I know that the players actually voted on that award, so to get something that the players voted on really means a lot to me, and if I can keep living to that same standard next year, then I'd be really impressed with that.
Brianne Moody told Carlton Media winning the best and fairest was a rewarding way to finish a tough season.
Yeah, I suppose it's a good way to finish an ordinary season for the club, but I had a lot of things to work on last year and through pre-season, and it's so rewarding that I get to finish my season with this.
The two winners tied on 42 points, with Taylor Harris pulling in third with 41 points, while midfielder Maddie Gay's footy smarts earned her the Best First Year Player Award. On to AFL now, where the Blues will be looking to rebound from their disappointing loss against the Pies on the weekend. Carlton will head south to Tasmania to take on North Melbourne at Blundstone Arena this Saturday night. Speaking to SEN's Crunch Time, senior coach Brendan Bolton said there were positives to take away from the loss to Collingwood.
Obviously after a loss you can get a little bit clouded with the emotion, and there's always some good and some growth areas in any game. I suppose the things that we can take out of it was that we had 21 scoring shots, they had 20, but obviously they kicked pretty accurately, 16-4. We won the inside 50s for another week, so 55 inside 50s, and won the second half. So they're the positive takeaways, but in saying that, we're under no illusions. There's a lot of work to do. We gave up far too many uncontested marks and conceded 5 goals in that second term. So we've got some work to do.
Ed Curnow's consistent form was on show against the Pies. He told Carlton Media that the training track is where improvement will happen.
There's only one way. I mean, I think it's training track. It's a mentality. So go out there, show the vision, show the same clips that we're getting wrong. You train it. You train the good stuff, the stuff we're doing well. We won a lot of contested balls, we won some clearances, we won inside 50s. So we show that stuff, we train that still, but then we look to work hard on defence.
Assistant coach Cameron Bruce caught up with Carlton Media, giving his take on the defensive group's performance.
So how are the defenders performing? It's fair to say we'd like to prevent more scores. It's about building synergy down there. Making it really difficult for the opposition to score. So we'll tighten that up, keep working on it, and hopefully get the job done.
Skipper Mark Murphy, who in round three led his team for disposals with 29, marks with 9, and tackles with 8, gave his thoughts on the upcoming game.
I think you'll see a really committed Carlton outfit. I think that's what our fans are certainly crying out for at the moment. I think they've been probably disappointed the way in which we haven't played 4 quarters of footy, so that's our focus this week, and making sure we get our season off to a start in terms of a win. So it's a really important game for us this Saturday.
The Roos have taken out the last 3 matches against the Blues, so Carlton will be looking for revenge. The game will take place at Blundstone Arena from 7:25pm Australian Eastern Standard Time. There's plenty on leading into the match for Blues supporters in Tassie. Carlton will have their final training session before the game on Friday from 6:45pm at Blundstone Arena, with supporters invited to watch the boys prepare. The players will be available for autographs after the session. Entry is free, so be sure to get along. And before the game on Saturday, Blues fans can hear from past players and assistant coach David Teague at the pre-game supporter group function to be held at the Belrive Yacht Club. Full details can be found on the Carlton website. We'll see you there. Be sure to catch us next week with the Blues Weekend Update.